Water Gypsies, written by Annie Murray.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1, 1942-3. Chapter 1, August 1942.
"There we are, my dear."
The midwife leaned over to receive the baby from the doctor after the cord was cut.
"And it's another little lady."
In a moment the screams of the second twin joined those of her sister, who was already lying wrapped in a scrap of sheet in an apple box on the side bed of the cabin. The young mother's groans of pain had ceased, and she lay back drained of strength, without even the energy to raise her head and look at her babies. Her eyes were glazed with exhaustion. The dark hair slicked to her head. She seemed barely conscious as the doctor stitched her up. The second babe had been awkwardly positioned, and he'd resorted to forceps. Miss Lyons, the midwife, stepped outside onto the counter at the back of the boat while he finished off, pleased to be out of the blasted man's way. She was running with sweat, her hair damp round her temples and the nape of her neck, but it was blazing hot outside, the breeze so sluggish that it was barely more than a ripple against her clammy skin. She perched on the gunwale, wiped her face with her hanky and let out a long sigh. Thank heavens that was over. She could scarcely remember a labour that she had so dearly wanted finished, such was the distress and fragility of the mother. And birthing women in these cabins was a challenge all of its own, with it being dark and no more room than a shoebox.